aspirations, our hopes, our desires, our wishful thinking, we should try and just cut it, trim it, clip it, understand that everything comes to an end when a death comes. So the ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفُّونَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That every soul shall taste from the, every soul shall taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفُّونَ أُجُورَكُمْ. And only on the day of Qiyamah will a person will be given his reward in full. A person might be doing good in this world, or sometimes he does wrong also in this world, but that repercussions of it, he'll see the full reward of all the good deeds he's doing, he'll see it in Akhirat. In this dunya, Allah Pak will just give him a taste. Allah will give him some benefit and some blessings of the good that he does. But the full reward is in store for him in the Akhirat. And similarly, when it comes to doing bad deeds, sometimes a person won't see the full effects of it here. Although the effects are found also in this world, but the full reward and the full harm of it will be found on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah Pak mentions that person that he saved from the fire of Jahannam and he enters Jannah, that person is truly successful. Not the person who's making millions, and not the person who's getting popularity and fame in this world, and that person where thousands of people are following him on the Instagram, on the Facebook, on that person is not a successful person. Successful person is who on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak enters him into Jannah, Allah Pak saves him from Jahannam. That person is a successful person. And the last part of the ayat Allah mentions, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That this life of this world is nothing but goods of deception. Goods of deception means those things that a person takes some type of benefit. So this whole world is nothing but deception. A person is getting deceived. He's thinking to himself that if I have a luxury car, it will give me happiness. I have a luxury home, it will give me happiness. If I fly around in holidays, it will give me happiness. But all these are deception. Where Allah Pak has left happiness is left in something else. So therefore Allah Pak is saying that this is nothing but deception. Now the ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَىٰ. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow. Everyone knows what he has earned already. He looks in his past, looks in his financials. But ask a man what he's going to earn tomorrow, he doesn't know. This is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And no person knows which land his mort will come in. Where he'll pass away, where life will leave, he doesn't know. So therefore we have to be very careful about those places we visit and we frequent. Ask ourselves all the time, if I have to pass away here, and if I have to pass away in this condition, yeah, izzat ki maut hai ya zillat ki maut hai. Will I have a maut of izzat, of respect, or will it be a maut of disgrace to me? If it will be a maut of disgrace, then I shouldn't be going to that place. If it is something that will bring disgrace to me, then I shouldn't be doing that action. If it is something that will bring izzat and something of izzat, then I should be doing that. So you come to me in this place, what will be my condition? We'll do one more ayat. Allah Pak mentioned in the ayat of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, do not let wealth and do not let your children deviate you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very often, a person wants to do good things, but these two things always deviate him. One is the children. They want to do something. They want to go to some places. Or they make such demands that will cause a person now to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to go to such places and their demands. And because of a person's love for them, sometimes he forgets the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole equation. And now this old man also is going with the grandchildren and he's doing those things that he wouldn't normally do. Why? Just to make them happy. Or sometimes it is because of wealth, a person is deviated and the love of wealth causes him now to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever does this, he allows his wealth and his children to deviate him. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. This person is in a loss. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah Pak mentions that spend from what we have provided for you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before maut comes to you. That's now spend whilst you got a chance. Whilst you got the ability, spend, help, assist, do good things whilst you got a chance. Because once maut comes to you, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرَتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. A person will say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me a little bit more time. Just a little bit more time I want. So that why? فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So now if I got that little bit more time, I can now give my sadaqah. I didn't give it all this while. I was not charitable all this while. Now this maut has hit me like a ton of bricks. And suddenly it is staring me in the face. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me a little bit more time. Everyone will say when maut comes to him. That's for a person that hasn't made tayari. He says, a little bit of time so I can spend. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So now I can be from amongst the good people. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ Allah Pak responds, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah subhanahu, when it comes, when its appointed time comes, وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you do. So these ayat of the Quran and these hadith that we'll do, very, very important. The person always takes into account his maut and his death and how things will go. Therefore the Sufiya and the pious people always tell us that حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Do a stock take of yourself every day. Do a stock take of yourself. That what have I done today? How have I done? And then think of maut. That if my maut has to come, am I ready for this death? If I'm not ready, then I should be making tayari for maut. Because when maut comes, it's not going to give us any warning. As Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali would always quote the saying, the change is the visa of life. The duration is not known, and its extension is also not possible. That when the thing comes, everyone will be taken like a shock. You tell a person, from here, from the masjid, now you're going for Umrah, direct, you're not even going to go home. Then a person will be a little bit surprised that I still need to sort out a few things, allow me to go home for a few while. But this Umrah may be 2 weeks or just a month. But imagine when maut comes, it doesn't give any warning, it just comes and takes a person for good. So how much tayari we need to make for that safar, for that trip. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Allah Pak is telling us, that prepare for that day that is to come. So when it does come, eventually a person is like totally prepared, like a person who made preparation for his Hajj. And the day comes, now he's so happy, because all this while he made his preparation, now is the day for his flight to go there. So a person leaves with happiness. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.